Okay, good morning. We're continuing in Rav Zilberberg's pamphlet over here regarding Love is in the Air. And we're on the top of page Yud on the upper right-hand side, where he's discussing why we should be doing extra in the month of El and doing it with a lot of love. So top of page Yud, Hasvasemis goes into great detail on this concept. This is the meaning of the words Anila Dodi. That a Jewish person is created for only one purpose, and that is to serve his Creator. And he has no other reality at all in this world. Zel hatfila shalel. This is the prayer of Elul, specifically of Acha Sha'alti. I have only one request. That's it. Only one request. No others. Kol yachid v'yachid. Each and every individual. B'chol prat. In every detail. B'torah, b'tfila, hasmoda, ayigia, haritzifus, achona l'toira. In the learning of Torah, davening, diligence in Torah, effort in Torah. Learning Torah non-stop, Ritzifus, consecutively, preparation for Torah, all these things. But Yomim Ha'elu, on these days of Elul, Avodahi, the service of Hashem, should reflect Legalos Lifnei Avinu Shebashamayim Eich Ani Reitz Alilmod. My service is to reveal to Hashem how I really want to learn all year long. But I can't maybe all year long. But how much I want to do it in El. Eich ani rotz laharos. How I want to be seen. Eich ani rotz lispal. How I want to daven. Eich ani rotz lahashkim. How I want to get up in the morning. Eich ani rotz shiira kol. Habeinodom lachaver shali. How all my interpersonal relationships should look. Babayis vim chaverim. At home. With mishpach and the kids. And with friends. Hadibur Shali, what kind of speech I should have. Eis Adinus Yelo, how much Adinus, so gentleness, like I want to speak gently, not harshly, you know, I want to be, you know, kind speaking. Eich Ani Rotz Shia Nira Hesber, Hasever Ponim Yofashli, how I want my smiling countenance to be to people. Emuna, Bitochen, Asimcha, Tahara. My belief in God, trust in God, my joy, my purity. Sanctifying myself, by which I'm permitted to do. In other words, my abstinence. And he wrote, what kind of purity of my eyes I want to accomplish. Yira, what kind of setup pattern do I want to have in the books of fear that I'm learning? Mani wrote to listen, it's what I really want to be. That's all that this whole last few lines have been saying. That's what the service of El is all about. Now is the time to reveal in every detail before our Father in Heaven what we really want. How I want my simple shahakol bracha to look like. That all year long, maybe I'm going too fast. But I want to make proper shahakals this month. Ubirchas asher yotzer ashavarech, and the asher yotzers that I make. Kol echad v'yechad yesu hakoch v'yomim elu levar legala shekol hisna haguso shel kol hashana zeh hashpil. V'ilam hanhogas amitis uritzono amiti ulisnai kamosh misnai apta b'meilu. Each and every one of us has the power in these days to clarify and to reveal that all my behavior the whole year long, that's the spiel. That's the game. That's the not reality. But my true conduct and my true desire, that's the way I conduct myself during the month of El. Which is all part of that answer that, you know, it's not a game that we're playing in El. El, we're really showing who we really are. And that's every aspect of our avodah has to show that. And when you see that's what you could really be, then you realize the rest of the year is the spiel. Visa b'svasemes. Svasemes is a beautiful teaching Amasha David HaMelech Moshe Rabbeinu Omrim Lanu, which we have in the Tefillah, in the Tehillims that we say in Davening, we say, let's just take it out, put it in the sitter. This part is a different part. Yeah, it's in Mizmar Lasoda. Alright, we say it every day. Mizmar Lasoda, we should serve Hashem with joy. Come to him in song. Du'u, you should know, ki Hashem Elokim, Hashem is God. Hu asanu, he made us. And let me come to the next word. V'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. V'lo anachnu. So if you look in your sitter, in the words v'lo anachnu, there's a kri and a ksiv. It's written one way and it's read another way. It can be read velo with a vav, or you can understand it velo with an aleph. Okay, velo with a vav means and to him. Velo anachnu, we are to him, or velo anachnu, velo with an aleph means and not us. Lo means no. So lo, if it's with a vav, means to him; with an aleph, means no. So it means it's a double meaning in this pasuk. And what did David HaMelech mean? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean? So let's look inside again. Where it says, V'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. Tevez ha-yesh ba-kri u'ksiv. There's a kri, a way to read it, u'ksiv, the way it's written. V'lo anachnu im vav. We have v'lo anachnu with a vav, v'lo anachnu im aleph, and v'lo anachnu with an aleph. What does that mean? First of all, look at the letters here. Lo bevav is lamed vav. Lo ba'alef is lamed aleph. Read it backwards. What does it spell? Markivim yachad, put them together. As tevas el, comes with the word el. Right? Lo, lamed aleph. Well, so read it backwards. Salaf lamed. And lo, lamed vav. Backwards is vav lamed. Elul. So there's obviously a hint to elul over here in this double meaning over here. Everybody follow? Everybody follow the letters over here? So, what's going on? For Echo the Yenav is that one of the concepts, there's a lot of concepts here, but one of the concepts is, She'elul Uzman She'kol Yehudi Megaleh. Elul is the time where every Jew can reveal, on the one end, Lo Anachnu, this is not us, Eich Shani Misnai Kol Hashona Boifenezeh, that the way I conduct myself a whole year, Zelo Anachnu, that's not us. Zelo ani, that's not me. V'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. That the whole year long, that's the way I act. That's not the way I really am, right? Zeh yetzer, that's the yetzer hara. Zeh guf, that's the body. Zeh ikvas of the Mashiach, this is what happens before Mashiach comes. Zeh tirdus ubulbula esman, this is the confusions of the times. V'bechinas dor hamabel, like the generation of the flood where everything's all mixed up. Sheishif Nebiyas HaMashiach will be similarities to that before Mashiach comes. So on the one hand, what I see happening during the year, that's V'lo Anachnu, that's not us. Ava HaMetziya Sheli HaMiti, but my real reality, Ho Lo Anachnu, with a Vav. We are to him. And he writes a Rakes HaAni Lo Dodi, I only want the real aspect of I am to my beloved. I only want Rakes Avinu Shemayim, my Father in Heaven. El Husman Shihuri Yakul Galas is Amas. El is the time where a Jew can reveal the truth. Merega Shapasekas Enov, from the minute he opens up his eyes in the morning, Adarega Shapasekas Enov Shuv. And to the moment he closes his eyes at the end of the day, to show what? The whole day. Shekol Kulo Rots Elias Anila Todi. My whole essence wants to be, I am to my beloved. Lil Might Im Anila Dodi. So I'm learning with the feeling of Anila Dodi. Lispalim Anila Dodi. To daven with Anila Dodi. Lios Babais Im Anila Dodi. To be in my house with my beloved. Beruchov Im Anila Dodi. In the streets with my beloved. Bechol Prada Prada in every detail. Asaras Omeas Pamayom. Tens and hundreds of times a day. Lichyos veliskar ani ledodi, to live and to remember that I am to my beloved. Zeh hametzias shali, that is my reality. Ani uvnei beisi, me and my family, Kol echad im yiladav, each one with his kids. Kol echad lefi havanaso, lefi mashu, everyone credit what he understands who he is. And that's really what we're trying to show the entire day. Okay, that what? Ki avinu shemashemayim ena rotza beitana rak mashbe yicholateinu. Hashem, our Father in Heaven, only wants from us what we're able to do. And lo yosef is that, not more than that. Avinu shemashemayim reitza shenigala venira es ani ledodi. Hashem wants us to reveal and show the ani ledodi. And the more you can show this, if you don't totally succeed, especially a weak generation like ours, we're like the level of very young children, that we can't even do for 2 weeks a project, right? So there's different levels. Yesh yeled. There's certain children that are like the backsliding children. That even for half an hour he does something good, they give him a prize. Right? Some kids are so hard for them. Even they can do something, they give him a little prize. Every little bit that a Jew succeeds in strengthening himself. We can't give any rules. Every Jew in every level, every situation has different yearnings, different desires. And there's different requirements that God has from everybody else. So we can't give any hard, fast rules, but we got to do something. Everybody, it's written above precisely for every day of Elul what God expects from each Jew, right? Everybody differently. My yochol lisalos, how could the guy grow and elevate himself? Veich yochol lisalos, now this one can grow. My dargas aishtat fushalo b'miftzah says, oh, and what level can he take part in this project, in the Elul project Elul? There are certain Jews in El who could learn 5 hours straight. Some can learn 10 hours straight. And some only 1 hour straight. Some can learn that amount of hours once a week or a couple times a week. Everybody according to who he is. There's a person who's able to show an elul, not to show any anger, outwardly at least. And not to react to things that don't go according to the way he wants. You know, there's different things people can work on. To sacrifice his yetzahara, to shechlet. Some can't do this a whole elul. Only for half an hour. Somebody only for half an hour cannot get angry every day. It's okay, this half hour when I'm sleeping, I won't get angry. Right? I will kapani, but still I'll kulanu, all of us. Each and every one of us. But everybody should be part of the project. Vanila Dori. Just like at anything. You know, you have people make a building campaign. Everybody's got to contribute. Some can contribute 100,000, some 10,000, some $50. But everybody's contributing. Everybody has to contribute. I'm not part of it. You can give something. So the same thing. Hashem blesses people with more money. Hashem blesses people with more spiritual talents. But everybody has to take part of the project. Right? Everybody should be found in this project of Anila Dodi. Next page, Yudalf. S Anila Dodi. To the degree that every Jew can reveal this Anila Dodi aspect, say, maybe I love you. I'll call Klal Yisrael Shefa Otzim Niflis. Will bring upon him and in the entire Jewish people an awesome, divine, bountiful flow and energy of this feeling of love to HaKadosh Baruch. So everybody has what to be part of in this inyan. There's some who can mamish make the whole day look like that way. Some who go, maybe. So, okay, half an hour, we'll do that. Some people just could say, okay, you know, I can come to Shachris in the month of Elul. Something to show that you're part of the Elul project. And that you're not saying, that doesn't concern me. Okay. Umikore havoda b'yamehelu lahachlid ech rotz yeshira. But again, it repeats the idea. The primary service of these days, the person has to decide how he wants to be seen. Hasheva meyos v'eshim shol shel el. 720 hours of el. Because that's 30 times 24. 720 hours. Okay. Vasheva meyos v'eshim shel tishrei. The 720 hours of tishrei. Echia yoser anila dodi dikka. You know, gewalte dik, you know, it's a dikka, the Yiddish, it always, it's that, you know, gewaltik, you know. So, how much do I want it to show it's anila dodi ish? Ish, it's like an ish. How much anila dodi ish am I? Right? That's what I have to show, you know. Us a leak boats, me die arbe, you're not allowed to jump too far. But everyone according to his level. Chazal Kadoshim Omrim, our holy rabbis teach us on the words that we say after the shofar is blown. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. Fortunate are the people who know about teruah. Ashrei ha'am shiyodim liftos esborim b'teruah. They explain. Fortunate are the people who know how to persuade their creator with a teruah. In words, simple meaning is, we blow the shofar, and by blowing the shofar we know how to get God to change his mind. So Echad and Yonim is that one of the concepts is Trua, interestingly, Hu Lashon Ratzon. Trua also is an expression of desire. Kemoshe Kosev Hu Truas Melech Bo. On the Pasuk, Hu Truas Melech Bo, it means the desire of the king. So when we say Asheram Yodei Trua, fortunate people who know Trua, what does it mean to know Trua? Meaning to say, B'mei Yodim Liftos Esperma. How do they know to persuade their creator? How? Al yedei shemarim u'magalim ha'truah, because they're able to reveal the truah, meaning to say harotzen shalahem, their desire. That's what the Jews are specialists in. We know how to rise to the occasion. We know how to show God what I really want. Ze mevi es ha'inyan she'oimed mekise halahapech merachamim v'yoshev al kisei rachamim. So now this is able to bring this concept that God who's sitting on the throne, that's the opposite of Rachamim, and now he will sit on the throne of Rachamim. How? By showing what we really want. Right? You have somebody who does a lot of bad things, but then he says, you know, I'm going to show I can be different. And he shows he can be different. And if the king sees, you know, he can be different. He really wants to be different. That's so important. When you have to judge somebody, whatever, you have to discipline somebody. You know, the person who's in the disciplining situation, who's making the decisions, they want to know, what is it that you really want? Right? There's some who really want to be good, but they just have trouble. So with some rachmanis, maybe we can get you there. But if the guy just really wants to be a bum, then I have no interest in this guy. You have kids who do foolish things, teenagers do foolish things. So you try to break them down and see, okay, so where are you really holding? What would you really want? So some kids you could see, you could say, you know, he really wants to be a good boy, but he's got certain yates of hardest. There's other kids who don't really want to be a good boy. So the one who wants to be a good boy, you're going to have rachmanis. You're going to have rachmanis, you're going to have mercy. And the one who doesn't want to be a good boy, you're not going to have rachmanis. You're going to throw him out. So that's the same thing over here. Ashrei ha'am shiyodei trua. Fortunate people who know how to reveal their ratzon before Hashem. And obviously that has to happen when we blow the shofar, obviously. That's the ideal time to show who we really are. And that's able to get God to change which throne he's on. It's the pasuk says, Tiku b'chode shofar, blow on the new month the shofar. Shofar milashon shifru ma'asechem. Shofar comes from can be understood Aramaically as to beautify. Shifru means to beautify. Beautify your actions. The truth is, we have the beauty of Yaakov, the beauty of Yosef, as the Chumash says. Lo he beat oven. The Tanakh says, Lo he beat oven be Yaakov lo ro amol be Yisrael. Hashem doesn't see any iniquity in Yaakov. He doesn't see any efforts in Yisrael that are the wrong kinds of efforts. Hashem elokavimah. Hashem is God is with him. Utruas melachbo, and the blowing of the king is with him. So what is that? So Chazal HaKadosh Megam Lanu. So our rabbis revealed to us, Dvarim nifloim shein lanu musar b'hem, wondrous things that we don't even have any understanding. Meaning to say, what does the pasuk really mean? The pasuk's really hard to understand what it means. You don't see any effort of the Jews. What does it mean? So it says, afilu sheyesh avan va'amal b'hem, even if a God sees iniquity and efforts in sinning, mikomokom truas melech bo, still the true of the king is with them. Meaning to say, heim rotzim es malkashom, they really want the king of the world. As it says in the holy writings, that their Gehenim is kind of resting. The cuss of Bereshis Chachma is written in the Sefer Reshis Chachma. The Hatayvus, the Yetzahara, the Mshichus Hashiflus Munach B'Bayis Berchov. Their lusts, their Yetzahara, they're being pulled after low things. They kind of rest in the house. They rest in the street. They park it at the door, at least for a while. In other words, they're living in a Gehenim, but they're able to put it aside temporarily. In other words, what they're trying to say like this: if Hashem would really be with you and revealed in a way that you could tell where Hashem is, as called Tivus Be'eza Sefer Baron. In other words, I'm sorry, let's read that again. If for 1 minute Hashem could place all our lusts in a box, could put them away for a minute. And now we have what's in the street? There's Olam Haba in the street. So you go to the corner of Clark and Bathurst, and we'll take the bus stop and put it in a box. We'll put all people not dressed sneezily in a box. Put all those things in a box, and we'll put the Melech HaMashiach in the street. We'll put Olam Haba in the street. We'll put Gan Eden in the street. And now tell Yid, okay, now you choose. If you want, we can bring the box back. We can keep you the way you are. Right? Miyado yinu ratzi machru, we're immediately running after Olam Haba and after Hashem. V'bechines mishkenei acharecha narutzai, we'll be running after your dwellings. Be'el v'tishrei miskala emesh azu, this truth is revealed in Elul and Tishrei. Ashrei ha'am yodei trua, fortunate are those who know about the trua. Meaning to say, Rotzim rakdavar echad be'or panecha yalechem. Only want one thing, to go and bask in the light of your countenance. Lelechas rak be'or panecha, just to go in the light of your face. In other words, what he's saying is that, you know, we're walking through Gehenim all the time. We're really walking through Gehenim. And if we could just put it to the side. And that's, you know, hopefully you have that on the Yom and the Rayim, right? As I always say, you know, during Ne'ilah, that's that example. Where all the Mishigasim are gone. And nobody's interested in text messaging people during the Ila yet. I don't know, I might see the day where somebody's text messaging in the back of the rafters. You know, text me, wow, I'm at this service, it's never ending. Whatever. But I'm saying, with their klal, in general, people are, you're getting your Gan Eden, you're getting your Olam Haba a little bit, and that shows the real Jew, and you don't want it to end that quickly. So, and we say, Ki ata shomea kol shovar umazin trua vein dol melecha. Pasuk says, you listen to the voice of the shofar, you give ear to the true, and there's nothing like you. Echon em yonim is that, one of the concepts is, Avinu shirshmaim roya yehudi bocher yelet avrech kom ba'el bashkama. Hashem, he sees a Jew, whether it be a young fellow, a kid, a married man, whoever. He sees him getting up early in Elul. Still waiting to see that, I know. Olomar omed yosef v'ritzifus. Or he sees a guy learning, steiging more. He's learning more consecutively. Yosef chazak stronger. Mispal v'chizik yosef. He's davening with greater strength. Omedaber yosef redinus. Or he's speaking much, what do we say? Gently, much more gently. Yosef is saved from the yavas with a kinder countenance. Done lakav schus yaisu, judges people more favorably. Kolechel v'inyono, everyone according to this, to their level. If Hashem sees this, v'chol pam kozeh avinash v'shmeim oimer, every time he sees this, Hashem says, and he roa ma'ashem munach tachas devaseh, I see what really was lying underneath this. Ke'atah shomea kol shofar mazin trua, you're really listening to the shofar. Avinash v'shmeim mazin l'rotzen sheish b'zeh, Hashem really, the meaning is Hashem is listening to our ratzoin. Hashem is listening to what we really want. lekisufim, for our yearnings. All different words of yearning coming up now. Leishtaikikus, legaguim, different verbs that are used to describe the longing and the desiring. Shemunach ba'imak achizik, what lies in a Jew who's doing things better? Hashem sees, I see what these actions are really saying. How much you really want me. That holy fire of support me with fire. Hashem is listening to our truas. The pasuk says, Hashem, you listen to the kol shofar. We blow the shofar and you listen. What are you listening to? You're listening to the yearnings of the Jew in the month of El. So when we're blowing the shofar every day, right? So you should be thinking shofar from the word shufra, to make my actions more beautiful, from the idea of trua, for me to show my desires. And every day when you hear the shofar, you should be inspired to say, okay, I want to show Hashem I'm a little better than I normally am. And then Hashem knows how to hear the trua. So the real trua isn't merely the blowing of the shofar, but it's the yearning that lies beneath the person who's awakening. He's at least waking up in the month of El, says, what's the matter with me? I'm playing games the whole year long. Let's get real for at least 1 month. And the Jew decides to get real for that 1 month. Hashem pays close attention to the person who's really showing what his truest desires are. Shomea kol truas, truas amo yisol v'rachim. He listens to the voice of the shofar, of the trua. It doesn't say just the kol shofar. It's interesting. It's a redundancy. Shomea kol shofar umazin trua. He's listening to the shofar and to the trua. So what's the shofar is the instrument. The trua is the sound. So what is the double? It's a double meaning. What kind of wording is this? The kol shofar. So what's umazin shomea kol shofar umazin trua? It's a repetition. The answer is Hashem hears us blowing the shofar, and he hears what our ratzon is. He hears what our ratzon is. He hears what we really want if we show it. If we show it. Zebachinus yode teruah. That's the idea that Jewish people know how to blow. They know how to blow their own horn on El, and to really say, you know, Hashem, this is what I really am. And to believe in that. That's what El is all about. Isa b'sfasemes. We find in the Sfasemes, the pasuk says, Eretz asher eine Hashem lokecha bo mereishis shoshana v'adach rishona. It says in Sefer Dvarim that Eretz Yisrael is the place that the eyes of Hashem are on it from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Kivyachol eine Hashem lokecha bo, as it were, God's eyes are over it. Meaning to say, Avinu shebashamayim mereishis shoshana kivyachol mitzapu mamtim lavodes b'nei Yisrael b'chodesh El. So again, homiletically, the pasuk is hinting to that our Father in heaven, from the beginning of the year, Mereishis Shoshana, God's looking and waiting anxiously to what we're going to do at the end of the year. Because he says, I know my kids, when El comes, they're going to show me who they really are. So Hashem's eyes are on us from the beginning of the year, Tishrei, until the end, where he's going to see us again act the way we're supposed to act. Because our Father Heaven knows, that's when we reveal our true desires. Such as the pasuk says, Ani yeshena v'alibi er, I'm asleep but my heart's awake. Hapnimi shali, the inside of me, right? Hatoch shali, the inner part of me, air is awake. Humolei labaseish, it's full with a pillar of fire. It's a lev tor, it's a pure heart. Elo Rashi Tevis, El also is the Rashi Tevis which we just had. It's coming up in this week's Parsha. Umal Hashem is Lavavcha v'eslavav Zaracha, and Hashem will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your children. The acronym of Elo is embedded there. Be'elo Moseres Arles Halev Mizgalim Kolavet Sonos Shalonu. And Elo is removed the uncircumcised sized part of the heart and reveals all our deepest desires. You know, orla, interesting use of the word orla slave. It's really the orla of the lave. Right. So what's regular orla mean? No.
It's ola.
Orla is the first 3 years you plant a crop. You can't have the fruit, a tree. You can't have the fruits. It's called orla. Can't eat it for the first 3 years. In the fourth year, you have to take it to Yerushalayim. So what does orla mean there? Orla means a lack of maturity. It's not ready. It's not ready. It's too soon. And that's the whole issue that we have, the orla salev, the immaturity of the heart. The heart's just not mature enough. So Hashem will remove the orla salev, will remove that immaturity from us. That's what happens in the month of El. The whole year long we act so petty, so immaturely, not like grown-ups. Right? So in El, Hashem is able to take that off. Right? And we're able to reveal the truest desires. And the way that a person acts that out, that's how Hashem treats him. The more we could show what we really want, showing, you know, like sort of like the level of, you know, waiting 1 hour before you daven. Right? The Chassidim Rishonim would wait 1 hour before they daven. Like the Belzer Rebbe tells us, Shasha, the word Shah again, who lashon ratzon, is also an expression of ratzon, of desire. Kamovel munuchaso lo sha'a, by kain and hevel. It says by hevel, and to his offering, lo sha'a, what lo sha'a means? He didn't want it. So, sha'a sha'in achas. They would wait one yearning, so to speak. Right, so El hazman shel sha'a achas kedem tefila. El is like the 1 hour before davening. Kodem yimei tefila, just like before davening, you have that preparation. Yomim detzlosa, the days of prayer. Azuzman shel gilur tzonos. That's when we can really reveal who we are. Okay, so this is the first aspect of El, is that we have to really show in every way. The Anila Dodi part. But he says a little more to add to that. Okay, next section. Dalit. Chodesh Elul, Huzman Shahayabo Bechinas, Ola B'machshava Libros Ola. Chodesh Elul also has an aspect of it, of it came to God's mind to create a world. What do you mean by that? Before God created a world, he had to have a desire to create the world. God didn't just want to just say, poof, here's the world. First comes the desire, I want to have a world. I will make the world. Elul is reflective of the aspect of desire. Why? Next page. Kibriya sa'olam haya b'tchilas Tishrei. Creation began in the beginning of Tishrei. That was creation. V'kaidim l'zeh haya zman shel olam b'machshava. So what happened before? I mean, it's hard to word the question because there was really no before. There was no time. There was no mass. There was no energy. But theoretically, at least from our theoretical way of analyzing things, okay, the world was created on the first of Tishrei. What was the day before the first of Tishrei? What was the month before Tishrei? It was the theoretical Elul. It was the theoretical Elul. Okay, before the world came into being. Right? So, v'kodem l'zeh hayazman shel olah b'machshava. So before the world was created is the time of, it came to his mind to create. As Arizal tells us, and the Chidon, the Ben Ish Chai, and other Svarim go at length to say, similarly, Kol Shavua Hu Olam Malay, the whole week from Sunday to Shabbos is a whole world. Is a whole world. Kamoshi Isam Orachaim Akar says Orachaim teaches us. Uzman Shalashudis, the time of Shalashudis, what's that in comparison to the upcoming week? Zman Rava de Ravin, the time of desires, meaning to say, Kodem Tchilas Hashavua Ba, before the upcoming week, Vashayrish Shachal Hashavua, it's the root of the whole week. Zman Shal Olav HaMachshav, it's the time of the thought came to mind. Shal Ratzim of desire, Sharish HaRatzim, the root of the desire. Shemiz Gala B'chol Shavua Kodem Bechinas Priya So'olam Shal Hashavua Ba. It's revealed every week, in the aspect of the creation of the world of the week to come. Right, the Rechaim HaKodesh is famous as Vort. He says that when God created the world, he created the world exactly for enough energy for 6 days. And that's it. That's what it is every week. There's only enough energy to keep the world going for 6 days. Comes along Shabbos, and it's a trip to the gas station. And we've got 6 more days of energy thanks to Shabbos. That's another aspect. Every minute he renews it. He renews it. But the ability for it to be renewed for the whole week, right, comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is mamish. It's like the cupboards are bare by Friday afternoon. The store is empty. There's nothing left. There's no more inventory.
Run out.
The Arizal says Shabbos God stocks up the inventory. Mamish stocks it up. He loads it up. Right. So that's the idea. So obviously, when is he really doing the main stocking? It's a Shal Shudas. So the final loads are coming pouring in. So Shal Shudas is that time where the real Ratzon for how the whole week should look is coming out. That's what we should be thinking about at Shal Shudas. How we want the week to look.
Therefore, the food on Lav Malka is the freshest. It was just put into the store.
So technically, Lav Malka, if you can, you should make something new from Lav Malka. Right, can't always do it. It's late. It's Motzei Shabbos. 10 o'clock at night. Don't have the koyach. But lechatchila, initially, if you could, bake yourself a little challah, make yourself something, make a brand new chicken.
But if you're going to do it right after Havdalah, that's a little even more challenging.
So yeah, that's why that's maybe the makor to go to the pizza shop.
Wow!
It's making it fresh.
Freshly baked, hot pizza.
That's the makor.
Please, I don't know. I'm joking, okay. But I'm just saying. At least you might say something mamish freshly made for Shabbos.
Yeah.
On a table, go to the restaurant. Well, place. I don't know, but it's brought down on this farm. You should make something special for Lava Malka if you can. Not everybody can pull it off. Not everybody.
Make a kugel Friday and warm it up on.
No, but it's still not fresh for Shabbos. You could do it. It doesn't take long to make something new. Our Jewish housewives are so good at they're good at doing it on an Arab Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos. They can whip something up in a flash. You can just make some chocolate chip cookies.
And a Malava Mocha, they're not trying the whole week.
But I'm saying it's possible. I wouldn't make demands of that from a wife. That would hurt Shalom Bias.
No.
It's possible. It's possible. Anyway, let's get back to the place here. But what's the idea? What's that he's trying to say, though? Right? So, Chodesh El, the month of El, Hukula bebechinas Rav de Ravin, Hakodem lebechinas Brison Shal Shana Ba. El is like one long Shal Shudas. It's Rav de Rav, it's desires of desires. Just like before God created the world, what did he want? What did he have to put into the world before the world was to make the world be what the world was? Zman Shel Gilui Ratzonos is a time of revealing desires. So obviously every year we know, every year we have the energy, just like you have this idea for every week, we have this for every year. Comes the last day of El, there's no more energy for the world to continue for another year. And Hashem now on Rosh Hashanah stocks us up for the whole year. Rosh Hashanah is the whole year supply. In other words, you got like this. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem puts the deposit into the bank. Okay, and that's the totally going to be able to withdraw for the whole year. The whole year, what you can withdraw, comes deposited on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, every Shalosh Shudas, we go to the bank and make a withdrawal from the bank. But you need something to withdraw from. So Rosh Hashanah, Hashem puts the big deposit, $150,000 in the bank. Okay? Comes every Shalosh Shudas, okay, you're withdrawing $3,000. Some weeks you maybe have to draw $6,000, maybe a little more. Right? So how are we going to know how much to deposit? So Elul is going to be the determining factor is how much gets deposited on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rav of the Rav. Hashem saying, okay, the deposit's going to come on Rosh Hashanah. That's when the wire transfer from the heaven, I've been having to make a lot of wire transfers to Israel lately. So they're complicated. It's not so simple to just do a wire transfer. So like right now, Hashem is wiring from the higher worlds. He's in the process of wiring us the money that's supposed to come on the first of Tishrei.
That's
It's supposed to come. So he's taking a look and seeing what's going on. It's going to decide. And a lot of it's going to decide on what we really want. That's what God's going to decide, what he's going to give us. Right? So that's the time to reveal what we want. Ad kama sheba el magamas haratzon, to the degree that an el will reveal what we really want. That will help that the flow that comes on Tishrei, the wire transfer that will be deposited into your spiritual account in this world, will even be better. Just like in the creation of the world, our rabbis say, according to their understanding, they were created. Everyone's created according to his will. This all repeats every year. According to the desire that a Jew reveals, every little thing that every Jew does, poel, it will affect. Hashem will give us the beautiful gift and a divine flow of children, life, and sustenance. Kid, right? So that's going to depend on the El looks. Our generation is very weak. Many tzaddikim tell us we're a very, very weak generation. And in order, is it ubishvil? I'm not sure exactly how to read it. It could be bishvil on account of, or shvil on the pathway. You can read it both ways, really. But because of this service that we want, so we need children, we need life, we need sustenance. Bishvil avoda kazusha and magam ratzon lezeh, and we're revealing our ratzon. So tzar shefa gadol shi'av sharis v'liyatirus ubabulim shi'ifriu also an avoda. So we have to have a big shefa. To have the possibility, we shouldn't be disturbed and bothered. In other words, we have to be. In other words, what he's saying is we have to be able to show what we want. So, in order to be able to even to show what we want, to know, Hashem has to make it easier for us, right? If El is like every other month, in other words, if the divine flow of El is to save us every other month, we're not going to be able to show anything in El. We're busy all year long. We're going to be busy in El. So, what is Hashem has to give us the divine flow of El of loving energies. And when it's loving energies, you are able to do a little bit more. And that's what has to happen. Zazman Shalel, that's the time of El. Unwagamas Arachlan, we show our desire. Everything we do brings a tremendous, tremendous Ratzon. So it kind of goes back and forth. It's a vicious circle, it's a pleasant circle. You know, we show we want. Hashem said, I see you want, I'm going to make more for you. You're trying harder, I'll give you more abilities. You try harder, I'll give you more. So the energy is there. We have to take advantage of the energy, and to the degree we take advantage of the energy keeps coming back and back and back, so we can really be Megala Aratzon. So let's take advantage on this holiday Monday, where most of us don't have to go to work. We can have a little time to, instead of the labor of Narishkeit, we can do the labor day is the Avodas Hashem. The day of Avodas Hashem, at least be Megala Aratzon today. You have mamish, no excuse. You don't have to go to work, and there's nothing on the agenda. And, you know, to be Megala Aratzon for one day, hopefully it'll spill off for the next 10 days before we come to Rosh Hashanah.